This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden said Monday that he stands squarely behind his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan, despite the stunningly swift fall of the country to the Taliban, which was completed with the takeover of the national government on Sunday in Kabul. Mr. Biden said, "After 20 years, I've learned that there was never a good time to withdraw U.S. forces." But he admitted that U.S. officials did not anticipate how quickly the situation in Afghanistan would deteriorate with the exit of the U.S. forces. Biden defended his decision, blaming Afghan security forces for their losses to the Taliban. He said the U.S. could not give them the will to fight for their future. And he pledged that the United States would continue to speak up for human rights in Afghanistan, particularly the rights of women and girls under what is expected to be a hardline Islamic regime that will limit women's rights to education and work. Television analysts have already criticized the president for blaming other entities for the failure of the United States forces to leave Afghanistan in better shape than they found it. The Taliban had intensified attacks since the start of May when U.S. and NATO allies began pulling their last remaining troops from Afghanistan. A Taliban offensive over the past 10 days saw each of the country's major cities fall in turn, culminating with the collapse of Kabul and the departure of President Ashraf Ghani on Sunday. On Monday, 7 people died in Afghanistan after thousands of Afghans rushed onto the tarmac of the international airport in a desperate attempt to leave the country as it falls to Taliban rule. Some were so desperate they clung to an American military jet as it took off and plunged to their deaths. This is VOA News. The search for survivors of Haiti's devastating earthquake continued on Monday as the death toll climbed past 1,400. Hospitals were overwhelmed with injured people. Hundreds of people waited on the steps of the hospital in the town of Lacaille, the largest city in the earthquake-hit area on Haiti's southwestern peninsula. Many patients were being treated on mattresses on the ground outside the hospital, where the hospital was running low on pain pills and other drugs. These were just some of the 6,000 people injured in the earthquake and its aftermath. Thousands of others have been displaced from their homes. Meanwhile, Tropical Depression Grace was expected to make landfall on the island later in the day, possibly bringing heavy rain and flooding and increasing the risk of landslides. A tropical storm watch has been issued for the entire coast of Haiti and the Dominican Republic. The U.S. National Hurricane Center has predicted between 10 and 20 centimeters of rain could fall on the area, making the possibility of landslides more likely. Just over a month ago, the country was left reeling after President Jovenel Moïse was assassinated in his home July 7th. His wife, Martine Moïse, was injured in that attack. Zambian President Edgar Lungu conceded defeat on Monday. His concession came after a landslide election win by opposition leader Hakainde Hichilema. Hichilema will face the challenge of reviving an economy in turmoil. The election marked the country's third peaceful handover of power to an opposition party. When the celebrations die down, Hichilema, who is a former CEO at an accounting firm, will need to focus on resuscitating a flagging economy. On Sunday, Lungu denounced the election as not free and fair. After the first round of votes had been released, he alleged acts of violence against his supporters and members of his ruling Patriotic Front Party. Two new wildfires burned uncontrollably outside the Greek capital, Athens, on Monday, forcing nearby villages to evacuate. An area of the town of Lavrio, southeast of Athens, was the first to ignite. Three villages were evacuated, while 91 firefighters, 6 water-dropping planes, and 6 helicopters were deployed to contain the blaze. The raging fire is in danger of spreading to Sunio National Park, which boasts the ancient Temple of Poseidon. A second fire broke out in northwest of the capital in Velia, forcing another 3 villages to evacuate. More than 240 firefighters were battling the blaze, along with 8 planes and 9 helicopters. The blazes are latest in a series of more than 500 wildfires to break out in Greece this year. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.